Have you ever had a bad habit you knew was an easy fix if you would just put forth a little effort? UNC student Ty Fenton did, and he says this habit is so easy to break. He's asking all of Chapel Hill and Carrboro to join him.
This didn't at all come from looking down and seeing problems other people. This came from right now in my house. I have a huge collection of plastic bags that are by sink, and I'm a member of the environmental fraternity. I'm an environmental science major. There's so many reasons why I should not have a collection of plastic bags under my sink.
Fenton is a brother of UNC's chapter of the environmental fraternity, Epsilon Eta. He and his brothers wrote a letter to the Chapel Hill and Carrboro town councils. They proposed a bag tax, a charge customers will pay per plastic or paper bag at grocery stores. He hopes the tax will raise awareness about waste management.
Well, it's all about reducing waste. Paper and plastic bags are a large source of waste in our community.
And he hopes the tax will motivate consumers to carry reusable grocery bags with them to the store. Not only does he think the switch to environmentally friendly bags will be easy, Fenton says it will be painless, too.
It's so small that if someone does really just want to use paper and plastic every time they go to the store and just doesn't want to have the inconvenience of bringing their tote bag and remembering it, the tax is 5 cents per bag. You're not going to lose your house.
That's part of what they've proposed to Chapel Hill and Carrboro Town Councils, a 5 cent tax to act as a reminder for customers to consider other options. Fenton says customers who choose to simply pay for paper or plastic will spend an average of an additional $3 per month. He says purchasing reusable bags saves customers that expense in the long run. The fraternity proposed part of the tax go back to the business as profit and the rest of it for the town to use any way they choose.
So it's kind of a win-win for everyone involved, which I think is a really, really important part of the tax. And on its own, it doesn't make as much sense, that sort of that tax structure.
Fenton and his fraternity hope to meet with both town councils at the beginning of 2014. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.